Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are once again on location as we are making our trek through Luther's life, and we are in his town. We are in Wittenberg, and we have a very special guest with us. We are going to have an interview here with Pastor Matthias Lohmann. Pastor Lohmann is the president and founder of Evangelium 21, and he is also the pastor of the Free Evangelical Church, as he would say, in München, or as we would say, in Munich. Pastor Lohmann, welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being with you.
Now, you mentioned, and we just heard you speak, we have a conference here in Wittenberg, and you mentioned in the conference that you grew up in the Lutheran Church, and yet you were 26 years old before you first heard the gospel.
That is sadly true. I grew up being a member of the Lutheran State Church, just being born into it, like most people in Northern Germany where I grew up. And I went through confirmation class age 13, 14. So I always believed in a God. I wasn't quite sure what to make out of Jesus, but I certainly had no understanding of me being a sinner who is in need of salvation. So I lived my life that way for the first 25 years. And then I ran into a family who were actually believers. And through an attempt to date someone, she told me that that wouldn't happen because she was a believer and she had a different understanding of how we should live our lives. And that challenged me and caused me to ask questions. And so I started reading the Bible really purely out of intellectual interest. So intellectually, I kind of agreed with Christianity, but I didn't want to change my life. And it took about another year until God changed my heart. So that was in January 98. I was 26 years at that time, yeah.
As you think about your service in the church and you think about Luther's legacy for today and what Luther would have to say to the church today, obviously there's many things from Luther that we could have him say to the church today, but could you just hone in on a singular point where you think Luther would be helpful, especially in this context of the church in Germany?
Well, I frequently say that there are two things that I think are crucial for us to rediscover or to trust in. That's a sound Christology, and it's a deep trust in the Bible. So biblical criticism has crept into even so-called evangelicalism in Germany, much more so than in the U.S. And so we don't trust in the ultimate authority of the Bible. We put ourselves on a level that we feel we need to judge the Bible and to determine what we can trust and what we shouldn't trust and what has authority and what doesn't. And with that, we have taken away the power of the Bible. We don't trust that the pure preaching of the Bible will change lives. So we add all kinds of other things.
You know, as you were talking, I just can't help but think of this absence of the Bible is exactly what we see in the Reformation, what the Reformation spoke to, this restoration of the Bible to the center of church life and to the center of the church. So as you think about the church here in Germany, are you hopeful for the church in Germany?
I'm very un-German in that I'm actually very hopeful and optimistic always. I'm hopeful, first of all, because we have a great God who is committed to build his church. Secondly, I'm hopeful as I see a young generation being so discontent with lukewarm Christianity. And I think as Christianity is experiencing increasing pressure from the secular world, so I think for young people, that means to either leave the church, so we'll see more people just leaving, but others will ask questions. Is that really all Christianity has to offer? And we are seeing this today. We are seeing young men who are eager to preach the word. The ability for us to listen to sermons, to conference talks, even online, are a great help in raising up a new generation that has a greater confidence in the Bible and people who think they are not stupid if they rely solely on God's word as their ultimate authority.
We appreciate your optimism, but far more, we appreciate your confidence in the gospel. Well, that was an interview with Pastor Matthias Lohmann, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us in Wittenberg for 5 Minutes in Church History.
Well, we have a moment, and I'd love to share with you this quote from our friend from Princeton, B.B. Warfield. He said, "Religion does not take a man away from his work. It sends him to his work with an added quality of devotion."